Well, it's great to welcome Consumers Energy spokesperson Brian Wheeler back to this sustainability-focused greening of the Great Lakes segment inside MSU today. Brian, welcome back.
It's great to be here.
We wanted to bring you in because Consumers Energy was honored once again by Energy Star as a Partner of the Year for your sustained excellence and energy efficiency. Just tell us a little bit about that award and what it means.
Yeah, and thanks for the chance to talk about things a little bit. We love to talk about energy. We love to talk about energy efficiency because part of our job is to help our customers use energy wisely, not to waste anything. So we were pretty excited last month during Earth Month, actually, when our company was named the Energy Star Partner of the Year, one of many across the country. We work every day to help our customers use a little bit less energy than they need to, cut down on that waste. And we're pretty proud that over the last 10 years, since we really have been very serious about energy efficiency, we've helped our homes and businesses that we serve save over $2 billion. So billion with a B, yeah, over $2 billion on their bills. Thanks to doing things like light bulbs, getting that insulation in the attic, taking those smart moves that reduce your bills and not force you to use one kilowatt more of energy than you need to.
I think the light bulbs is a fascinating example. I think you worked with the help from the Clear Result people. How you have given out a ton of energy efficient light bulbs, right?
Yeah, a lot of milestones we're talking about. $2 billion, 10 years, and part of that is 25 million light bulbs that we've given folks through direct assistance or through rebates to reduce the cost a little bit. And that's the funny thing about energy efficiency is that it's very subtle sometimes. You don't think about it, but when you switch out those old light bulbs, the ones that we grew up with, the ones that you drop on the floor and they smash everywhere and you go, Mom, I dropped it again. And now it's LED light bulbs. They use maybe a tenth as much energy. They don't give off that heat like those old light bulbs that we used to hold in our hands. And so those sorts of things really do add up, make a huge difference. 25 million light bulbs has every year to year, we're taking about the same energy use of 100,000 homes, nearly 100,000 homes. So those little things make a huge difference and really are great for Michigan, great for people's bills.
And Brian, with light bulbs, that really is one of the easiest things you can do to be a little bit more energy efficient, right? That's just it's a no-brainer.
There are a lot of things you can do. There are hundreds of programs and rebates that we offer. So start with the simple thing. Start with your light bulbs. Start with sealing the cracks around your doors and your windows to keep the cold air inside in the summertime, keep the hot air outside, and vice versa in the winter. You know, you just have to take those sort of common sense things for starters. Over time, when you replace appliances in your house, you know, your refrigerator, your dishwasher, your stove, when you put in new insulation, or when you replace the windows in your home, and that certainly is a good thing to consider doing at certain points, there are rebates and incentives that help you to defer the cost. But we wouldn't say to anybody, go out there tomorrow and replace your windows, especially if you have a budget that you're working with. Take those smart, simple steps, and believe me, they do make a huge difference. If you think about your typical home, most people taking smart decisions, making smart decisions, taking those actions, you can knock down your energy bill by 10 or 20% over time, and that can be a significant improvement.
And Brian, explain a little bit the consumer's energy ethos on energy efficiency, because some people might say, wait a minute, they want me to use less of their product?
Yeah, and it's been 10 years. It's been a heck of a transformation. We can talk more about sort of different things we're doing as a company, as an energy provider, but this really is a time of transformation within the energy industry. We are focused, of course, on running a business and being profitable, but we don't want to do this by hoodwinking our customers. We don't want to trick you into using more of our product than you need to. Our job is to be really your home for energy solutions, that we want you to be wise, to be efficient, to save your money and spend it wisely. And whether that's true whether you're a homeowner or whether you're a business owner, and we see business owners from those mom and pop stores on the corner, you know, small retailers to large manufacturers, you know, factories that takes you an hour to walk through because they're so huge. There's a lot that's going on across the board. So really, it's a matter of our job to look out for you and to work with you to figure out what can we do to help you reduce your costs. And in the process, you're going to do a great benefit to the planet.
Brian Wheeler, my guest on MSU today. He's a spokesperson for Consumers Energy, who has just released its 2019 sustainability report. Brian, what are some of the highlights you want us to know?
Yeah, I mentioned before, this is a time of transformation, and you can apply that to everything we're doing, really. Within the last year, we've announced what we call our clean energy plan, our long-term goals for Michigan. And I'm hoping folks have heard about this already. By 2040, we expect to have no coal. We're not going to use coal to generate electricity anymore. By 2040, we're going to work to reduce our carbon emissions from generating plants, from our power plants, by 90%, 92% actually. And we're already well on our way to doing that. In 2016, we closed 7 coal plants already. We have more coal plants we operate that are going to be going out of business. And then also by 2040, our goal is to have over 40% of our power will come from renewable sources, wind, solar, some things we do already like hydroelectric. Well, we do wind and solar already too, but hydroelectric dams that are right here in the state, taking advantage of our natural resources here in Michigan so that we're generating our own electricity and doing it as carbon-free as we can.
And Brian, one thing I've wondered about, it seems like all each of us does is charge things all day long. Are we actually using more energy, but that's okay because it's coming from cleaner sources?
It's a real paradigm shift. You know, Michigan continues to be a growing state. We have more people, more businesses than before, and Michigan's going to keep growing. So raw energy use does continue to grow over time, but that rate of growth has been shaved dramatically. For us, typically year over year, the energy that we provide, the electricity we provide to our customers, that growth has been cut in half by about 50% or more year over year because of energy efficiency, because of people taking those smart actions. At the same time, the shift in terms of where we get the energy from is dramatic. Coal used to be across the board in Michigan well over half of what we use to generate electricity. For consumers' energy, it's around 25-30% today, and it's going to continue to shrink down to zero by 2040. The idea is that we see the costs of renewable energy, the cost of solar panels, the technologies are coming down dramatically. You sometimes drive past windmills here in Michigan, of course, wind turbines. You go past those fields of solar panels, and they're producing more than they used to because of those improvements in technology. We don't ask people to understand. I could really understand some of those, how that technology has changed. But it is more efficient, and we get more bang for the buck, so to speak, out of what we can do.
And Brian, we're about to enter the summer cooling season. You touched on some efficiency tips before, but what should people keep in mind as the cooling season comes, again, to keep their energy bill down?
There's a lot of things, really, but that can make a huge difference. But again, start with the simple things. So if you've got those curtains on your windows during the daytime when the sun's shining brightly, close the curtains, keep the sunlight out. At nighttime when it's cooler, turn off your air conditioning system while you're sleeping. Open your windows, open your doors, let the cool air in. The idea is to let your house be as efficient as it can. So during the daytime, try to seal in the cold air that you're using from your air conditioning system. In the nighttime, let the cool air in from outside to do some of the work for you. We do have a lot of tips online. I don't want to share too many URLs, but consumersenergy.com/myhome is a great source for rebates and tips and ideas and things like that.
A real treasure trove of information, yes.
Absolutely. And one thing I'll share too, depending on where you live, you may be a consumer's energy gas or an electric customer, but for our electric customers, we have been putting switches, basically, mechanized devices on people's air conditioning units. You have to choose to do this voluntarily, of course. These AC switches will help actually reduce your energy usage on those peak times in the summertime. So we talk a lot about broadly about reducing energy usage, but you really think about it, here in Michigan, we're blessed with summers that usually aren't too extreme. We only have maybe a week or two where it gets to be 90s and above consistently. But during those times, energy becomes very, very expensive, especially at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a day where it's 98 degrees. You think about supply and demand. There's such a demand for energy that the price goes very, very high. So if you can put a switch on your air conditioning unit, you're an consumer's energy electric customer, it turns off your system for 15 minutes at a time at those peak times. If you're home, you probably won't even notice the difference. But what you're going to do is just drive down that peak a little bit, that super high spike in terms of energy usage. You're going to knock it down just a little bit and make a big difference in terms of reducing energy usage. So think about that. Again, you can learn more from consumersenergy.com online. And that program itself, we have over 60,000 customers today. So a lot of homes are taking advantage. A lot of households are actually saving money. You get rebates and benefits just from participating, never mind the energy you don't use on those hot days.
Brian, a couple of things that I found very helpful that you might want to comment on: the programmable thermostat and the home energy audit.
Absolutely. And you think of it, so programmable thermostats go right in line with what we're talking about with those AC switches. I think traditionally a lot of people wouldn't think about their energy usage so much. And so a hot summer day, you'd set your thermostat to 65 and you're home in the morning, you go off to work or school and you just leave the thermostat at the same temperature the entire day. Your air conditioner is working hard to put that cool air into your home. You come home and it's nice and cool, but you didn't really need to be running the AC for 8 hours straight while you weren't there to appreciate it. You want your home to be comfortable enough maybe for the dogs or the pets you leave behind, but there's a lot you can do there. So programmable thermostats make a huge difference. We work to offer some through our online store as well, and we try to offer tips and advice to help people think about those sorts of things. We want people to be thinking about their energy usage, not to be agonizing over it or feeling any sort of anxiety, but you really are in control more than ever before. So if you go to consumersenergy.com/myhome or my business, if you're a business owner, you can learn about free audits where we send an expert out to your home or to your business. We walk through and we will give you some of those light bulbs, those more energy efficient ones to get you started, do some other changes. And then we'll give you really, here's your menu. Here's your suite of ideas of things you can take advantage of. All you have to do is schedule them. We're ready. We're excited to get out to your home or your business and give you some ideas. We really want you to be thinking about it and get you, this is the jump start to get you going. From there, you take it to where you want to go, and you'll see the benefits on your bill. It's good for, we talk about our triple bottom line as a company. Our job is to focus on people, which certainly lowering bills helps people. The planet, using less energy is good for the planet, and Michigan's prosperity. I think a good environment, good healthy environment, people saving money, businesses not spending more than they need to, that's good for everybody.
Well, Brian, as we close, just what do you want people to know about Consumers Energy and what you're doing for our energy future?
Absolutely. So I want people to really think about two things if you can. One is take action. We talked about taking control. People should feel like with your home, with your business, you are in control of your energy costs. If you're having issues paying your bill because of a hardship in your family, there's assistance that's available. Payment arrangements can be made, but you can really do a lot of things every day to lower your bill, lower your costs. That's good for your house, your household budget. It's good for the environment. And really think about, I think I've even said this on a past show before, but this is such a time of innovation and transformation within a lot of industries, but particularly within the energy sector, within the industry. You know, a guy named Thomas Edison did some pretty impressive things about 140 years ago. I remember 1880, he was electrifying the streets of New York. Just a few years from that, the Foote brothers here in Michigan started what would become the company we know today, Consumers Energy. So, you know, we've been around for over 130 years. The way in which we do business, I think you'd have to almost go back to the start to find a time with this much change, this much transformation. We're looking at a situation, a world now where people are generating their own electricity from solar panels on their rooftops or at their businesses. They're putting the switches on the AC units to use less energy at peak times. People are in control more than ever before, and we are really excited to be part of that. We want people to understand that this is transformation in a great way. And there's so many more ways that we're going to take this in the years to come, probably new technologies and new ideas that were barely even imagined today, maybe some going on right here on the campus of Michigan State University, that are going to continue to make this an exciting time for years to come.
Brian, thanks for updating us on all things Consumers Energy.
I'm excited for everything to go on. Hopefully I can come back sometime soon.
Indeed. Brian Wheeler is a spokesperson for Consumers Energy. Again, consumersenergy.com, and then either My Home or My Business for a treasure trove of information on saving money and helping the planet. Brian, thanks again.
Thank you.
I'm Russ White. This has been a sustainability-focused Greening of the Great Lakes segment inside MSU Today.